Welcome to LANYAP, a program about issues, event, and people in North Louisiana. Today, I'm joined by Brooke Foy and Ben Hickey, and it's time for another downtown gallery crawl. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad y'all are here today, and big doings going on in downtown Monroe and West Monroe this Thursday night. Brooke, what's going on?
It's true. It's a big crawl for us. It's the very first one of our year, February 2nd from 5 to 9 p.m. All over West Monroe and Monroe in the downtown area.
Brooke, if I came out to a crawl, and I've been to a crawl, I know what to expect, but maybe there's some folks that haven't been. What do you do at a gallery crawl?
It is very easy to gallery crawl. You get up, you get dressed, and you show up, and then you wander around, and you look at art, you eat food, and you enjoy people.
That sounds like a normal day in the life of Ben Hickey. Welcome, Ben.
Absolutely. That's dead on, pretty straightforward. And, pants are always good.
Yes, pants are a good thing.
That's
Ben,
how you art.
Let's talk about this. This thing goes on in downtown Monroe and West Monroe. Let's start with a big room gallery. What's happening over there?
Well, the Big Room Gallery and the Upstairs Gallery, they're curated by Ann Rowan and Emily Caldwell, and they're actually collaborating together to show Louisiana Tech students from Professor Nick Bustamante's BFA classes. So he's curating, and they're working together on that show.
That's kind of neat that the students can get out of the campus and get out in the real world and show some art. That's a cool thing. There's a lot of galleries involved. Ben, how many different galleries are there in the crawl?
There are 10 galleries. And so you can, most of them are in close proximity, but we also have golf carts to take you between many of them. So it's a lot of fun. The golf carts are tons of fun, actually.
Yeah, the driving golf carts is always fun. There should just be a they could rent those things. You ride around town; it would be fun. The Arinder Gallery. What's happening at the Arinder Gallery this go around?
Well, Courtney Payne Wetzel is putting on an exhibition there in block printing. So she's carving in wood or linoleum, and then inking it and pressing it on paper to create her images. And it's going to be really cool. And I suspect you'll be able to kind of see how those blocks get made as well.
Now, she'll be doing that throughout the evening?
The exhibition will be up, but you'll be able to kind of talk with her and see how that goes.
Well, that's going to be a neat thing. I need to know more about block printing and find out that. The Sugar Gallery is always hopping.
Sugar Gallery is the only Monroe co-op, so all of the artists that have space inside Sugar Gallery, they repeatedly show, but this show, it looks like Leah Reitzel, Christy Cox, and Melanie Douthat, along with quite a few other artists, Stacey Medeiros, they're going to be showing new work this crawl.
Okay. Well, that sounds neat. Now, there's a crazy gallery. It's called the Outside Gallery.
It is crazy.
And
it's not crazy.
And it's outside. Tell me where the Outside Gallery is located, because I'm still confused.
That's good.
The Outside Gallery is at the north end of Art Alley.
Okay.
Or the very south end of North 2nd on the north side of the tracks.
So that's at the railroad tracks.
Correct.
At 2nd or Art Alley.
That's right.
Okay, now what kind of cool stuff do I expect to see at the Outside Gallery, which is, by the way, Ben's gallery? Ben, what are you going to do?
Vita Shell is doing a temporary mural. The title is The Children Are Our Future. No kidding.
You're not going to sing, are you?
No, but I hope that song gets The Children Are Our Future.
I knew it was coming. Well, that's going to be kind of neat. And Vitus does those cool outdoor murals, and you see his work around. So that's going to be a neat thing.
It is. And there'll be an interactive component, too, where you can take a picture with some words and have a friend help you. It's not supposed
great.
To be a selfie station. You're supposed to have someone help you and interact with humans instead of just yourself.
Okay. Now, leaving Monroe for a minute, let's head across the river to downtown West Monroe. There's a lot going on over there.
This Rumo's Gallery sounds pretty exciting. They have some local children's art. Local sixth grade artist Abby Sims. I'm excited to see what she's up to. Title's going to be For Those Young at Art. And it sounds like they're going to have kid-friendly snacks, so this would be a good family-friendly stop. However, all of our galleries are family-friendly, so...
Now, just down the street, the Ouachita River Gallery. What's going to be happening there this time?
Margaret Mays Ellerman from Winsboro will be the featured member this time. They always showcase one member, and all the other members are exhibiting as well. And they're the state's oldest art co-op, so that's really cool that kind of thing's been happening in North Louisiana for a long time. We're way ahead of the curve.
All right. Brooke, where is the Sykes Gallery?
The Sykes Gallery is actually our newest gallery. It is at the bottom next to Sugar Gallery.
Okay.
Big room, and upstairs is above, and then it's down to the right.
So what will be happening there?
At the Sykes Gallery, there's another group of Louisiana Tech students, and this one is going to be graduate student work.
All right. Just, I guess, sort of across the street there, the old palace, the Palace Gallery. What's going on at the palace this time? Other than KEDM will be there, so I'll be there.
KEDM will be there, and Jared's playing it close to the vest this time. I think there's going to be a big surprise.
Maybe secretive.
And it's secretive, and I think everyone should be sure to go visit Corey and Jared and see what's going on down there.
All right. Exciting. The Garrett House down on South Grand Street just past the courthouse. What will be happening there?
Yeah, last but not least, the Garrett House, which is curated and facilitated by myself. We have a BFA student from Louisiana Tech who just graduated, Katie Minyard, and her show is going to be pretty exciting.
There's some cool pictures I've seen.
Mm-hmm. You do serve good snacks, too.
I do.
if somebody wanted to come out to the gallery crawl, where do they go and when do they go and where do they go to find out more?
Go to downtown Monroe near Art Alley. You can park anywhere, flag down a golf cart. They will take you everywhere you need to go.
Or you can visit downtowngallerycrawl.com and check it out as well.
That's Ben Hickey and Brooke Foy. The Downtown Gallery Crawl is this Thursday night. You can find out more at kedm.org.